Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Rusty Quill presents.
Hey everyone, Alexey Talander here, and welcome to the Ostium Sagas. Now, if you're enjoying this series and want more right away, I just wanted to mention that you can get them on our Ostium Network Patreon at patreon.com/ostiumpodcast. By becoming a supporter at any level, you'll instantly get access to the next 15 episodes in the series. So that's on our Patreon at patreon.com/ostiumpodcast. And I'd just like to thank our 5 most recent patrons for supporting the Ostium Network. Thank you to Pokivim, Daniel Hoskins, Talon, Nom Blashki, and Megan Polliner for all your support. We really appreciate it. And now let's get started with the next chapter of the Ostium Sagas. The Ostium Sagas. Saga 1, 1066. Recorder's Endnote, Part 2. The digital thread began with a discussion on how King Harald died at the Battle of Hastings. Thanks to the Bayeux Tapestry, as well as other sources, it is believed he died from a fatal arrow wound, poignantly depicted in the tapestry, with said arrow piercing King Harald's eye. But there are others, scholars included, who call the tapestry a piece of propaganda, and that was not how the king died. Others say he even survived and managed to escape, spending the rest of his days incognito on the Isle of Wight. I know, it all sounds a bit far-fetched to me, but this is the internet, after all, where all manner of outlandish conspiracies abound. But one of these message board threads... Yes, I suppose the pun has to be intended here, even if I don't really want it to, since I said it all began with a digital thread. Anyway, they were talking about the length of the battle and how long it all lasted, and there was one poster on the board arguing with the specifics. Specifics that wouldn't have seemed that unusual or to stand out in any way, that is, if they hadn't been done with the same exact phrasing as from the Ostium Saga, even going so far as to say, while the majority of the battle may have been completed by the setting of the sun, there were still skirmishes and plenty of fighting going on well into the night. Now where have we heard this before? Yes, I know. Coincidence? I think not. So I looked up what more the poster had written, or more aptly, ranted about. His username on the message board was William the Conk, as in C-O-N-Q. I wonder if they wouldn't give him enough letters to do Conqueror, or he just believes William of Normandy had a rather large nose? There wasn't too much chatter from him on the Battle of Hastings. Some stuff on 11th century medieval life, but nothing necessarily controversial, and nothing that pinged with me in relation to the Ostium saga. There were plenty more discussions on matters covering the next few centuries, from the Aquitanes to King John and the Magna Carta, and then a bunch of stuff on the Black Death, and a little on the Hundred Years' War, but I didn't read too much into it, since all this history was well beyond the Battle of Hastings and the purview of this particular Ostium saga. But that exact phrasing was still sticking out like a sore thumb to me. So I tried looking the guy up by clicking on his username, and was taken to his profile, where there wasn't a lot of other information, other than a very short bio, which stated that he is a professor of the medieval period, and specifically the High Middle Ages from the year 1000 to about 1450, or the end of the Hundred Years' War. His location was listed as Marquette University. I'm thinking he had all these details in his bio, so that when other ranters tried to challenge him about historical events, they could look here and see he wasn't completely full of himself, and actually had some idea of what he was talking about. There was no contact information, and I think I could message him through the message board, but I had to create an account for that, and I didn't really want to. If we did start talking about anything related to the Ostium saga, I didn't want there to be even a hint of a trail anywhere, and especially not on some silly old message board. I very well remember how serious and secretive the Conclave was about all this, not to mention that person from the Ostium Network who found the book. So instead, I looked up Marquette University, which is in the state of Wisconsin, apparently. And then I found the faculty page, and while there are a few medieval history professors, because it's apparently a big subject at this university, there were only three specializing in the late Middle Ages, and the other two professors were women. So now I knew who William the Conk was, better known as Professor or Dr. Larry Harcourt. He had a kind face and a wonderful smile in the photo on the faculty page. He looked to be in his 50s or 60s, with a full head of wiry hair and a salt and pepper moustache and beard to match. He honestly looked like a really nice person I'd enjoy meeting, and probably having a really good conversation with, even if it was all about how King Harold truly died at the Battle of Hastings. And now I had a way of contacting Professor Harcourt at his university email address, which was clearly displayed on the webpage. So the next important question was, what the hell was I going to say to him in the email to find out if he knew about this man's chronicle from the Ostium sagas without actually saying the words Ostium saga? Also, follow-up question, would the email even send properly from here at the Ostium Network? I suppose there was really only one way to find out. But first I had to have a long think on what words I was going to use that wouldn't completely give myself away.